This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Let me give you a hand with the dishwasher.
No need. You finish the tea, Leonard. They'll both be dying for one.
Packing's a serious business, apparently. Men not allowed.
I don't think Mum wants anyone to see how much she's taking. There we go.
You know, David, with Jill going up to Sunderland, I thought this might be a good time for me to go home.
Oh, well, I can pick something up from your place if you need it. I'm off to farm supplies in a minute.
I don't mean pop home, I mean go home. For good, like... It's time I got out of your hair.
You're not in our hair.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I've had a great time. Christmas was... Well, I couldn't have felt more welcome.
Good.
But my wrist's much better now, and... You know what they say about house guests and fish starting to stink after 3 days? And it's been a lot longer than that.
Oh, don't be daft.
Is there any tea?
Oh, coming up.
Leonard was just saying he was thinking of,
It's time I was gone, Ruth.
Rubbish. Stay as long as you want.
I've already said that.
No, I've made my mind up. I'll take this up to her. Could you hold the door for me?
Of course.
Thanks.
Well, that came out the blue.
No.
I'll be sorry to see him go.
Yeah, so will I, in a funny way. Despite his attempts to help.
Oh, come on, he's made himself useful. Yeah. Jill's much happier since he's been here. And he's easy to have around, isn't he?
I suppose he is. Why?
Because I think it'd be better if he moved in permanently.
Permanently? Are you sure?
I must have crossed your mind. Neither of them's getting any younger.
Oh, that's true. I'm pretty sure Mum would love it. I wouldn't have any problem with the idea, but... You know, it has to be Mum's decision.
And his. I'll have a word, shall I, while I'm helping her pack. Oh, sorry I'm late, Kenton.
Oh, hardly. Oh, 5 minutes.
I got held up at the shop. There was a woman in there praising this place to the skies. I'm not surprised, mind. Wayne's been on fire over Christmas. Chelsea couldn't get enough of his cranberry and mincemeat tart. No wonder we've been so busy.
Well, things will ease off now it's January.
If people are that enthusiastic, we should build on it.
Well, we're doing Burns Night again.
That's not till the end of the month. There must be other special days before then. Or we could do themed evenings. International food, Hawaiian night, Japanese night. You could call it Wayne's World.
Oh, I like that. Maybe I'll talk to him.
Talk to who?
Hiya.
Morning, Tracy.
Wayne.
Well, you'll have to be quick. He's off on a cruise Thursday.
What?
A cruise? Oh, lucky thing.
When did this happen?
He's just called. A mate got in touch with him last night. Wayne used to play in their band. The guitarist had done his backing or something, so they've asked Wayne to go instead.
A January cruise. Oh, nice. Bit of sunshine. Mm,
Bali, Malaysia, Thailand.
Wow.
Sounds like the trip of a lifetime. So I couldn't really say no, could I?
Yeah,
he'd be gone 6 weeks.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh. Great, there's nothing like just dropping people in it, is there?
There goes Wayne's World.
What?
So what are we going to do?
Oh, call the agency, I suppose. Get a cover.
Oh, Jolene, you could do that, but I can't help thinking, what if I helped out?
You?
Don't say it like that.
Sorry, I was just surprised.
It would get you out of a hole, and it would be amazing for me. I would love the chance to prove myself, I really would. I make the best chips.
Thanks, Tracy.
Is that a yes?
Well, maybe a maybe. Till we find someone.
I wouldn't offer if I weren't 100% sure I could do it.
Kenton?
Well...
If it makes life easier, I could do the whole 6 weeks. You're going to struggle to find a proper chef with this kind of notice.
We'd have to cover your bar shift.
That's easier than finding a chef.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're sure you're up to this, Tracy?
Cross my heart. I won't let you down, I promise.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, or we could just say yes. I mean, why not? Okay with you, love?
Yes, I suppose.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, this is gonna be amazing.
Wow, well, if only all our problems got sorted out so fast.
Oh, I hope we've done the right thing.
Morning, ma'am.
Oh, Fallon.
Bought you these mini fondants. Made too many and they won't freeze.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a treat.
Everything okay?
Of course.
Oh, well, I'm on my way to see Dad. He says he has news, but he'll have to tell me in person. Typical Dad. I'll catch you later.
Bye, my darling. Oh, Kenton.
I know.
We should have asked her first.
Yep.
Hey.
Hi. Didn't expect you back yet. Did your mum get off all right?
Leonard made sure we were at Feltisham Station with an hour to spare. I left them having coffee. They're so sweet together.
Did you speak to her?
Yeah. I told her we'd be happy for Leonard to stay permanently, if that's what they want.
Ah, and she jumped at the chance, right? She didn't.
She's worried it might change the relationship.
Well, it will, for the better.
She doesn't want him to feel obliged or stuck. She thinks it's best if they carry on like before.
Mm. Isn't that a step back?
She's scared, David.
My mum, scared?
She's hiding her feelings. They both are.
Oh, you could bang their heads together sometimes, couldn't you?
Yeah, but don't. There's nothing to be done. It's their business. We can't decide for them.
Hello?
It's Khalil. You talk to him, David. I've got Wednesday's event to finalise.
Why have you got a quad bike?
I use it to feed the sheep we keep up at home farm.
Is Jill here?
Sorry, you've missed her. She's gone to Sunderland to see my sister.
Oh. Well, can I talk to you then? I've got an essay to write for English.
Whew. Left it a bit late. School goes back tomorrow, doesn't it?
Inset day. I've got till Tuesday. Oh. But don't tell Mum I haven't done it yet. She'll freak out. I'm supposed to write about a landscape of my choice, but that sounds really boring, so I want to write about a farm, but from a predator's point of view.
A predator? Very creative.
Hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about Jill's bees and the Asian hornets, but there's got to be other predators.
Well, not really. Animals that do damage, yeah, plenty of those.
Well, that'll do.
Right, can't stand around here chatting. I'm off to the winter housing.
I'll come with you.
That's £7.40.
I feel terrible, Kenton. We weren't thinking.
Well, maybe Fallon wouldn't want to cover for Wayne. Maybe she's got other plans.
But we should have asked her. We should have asked her first.
We're almost out of peanuts.
Oh, I'll get another box down.
Great. Oh, and I can definitely manage haggis for Burns night.
Excellent.
I'm looking into things with pineapple for Hawaiian night.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Fallon. All well?
Hi, yeah. Mum, I just saw Dad. Has he spoken to you?
Yeah.
About his cruise? Oh, what an opportunity. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Are you?
Customers, Tracy.
Sorry, of course. What could I get you?
Why is Tracy excited about Dad's cruise?
Oh, you know Tracy.
Well, I came straight round. I reckon I could cover while he's away. What do you think? It would be perfect, Mum.
It would be, I know.
After the tea room and the charging station, it's the perfect opportunity. Something wrong?
No.
Yes.
Okay, which?
There's no point pretending, Kenton. Fallon, we've messed up. We've agreed that Tracy can cover while Wayne's off.
I see.
We didn't strictly ask her. She offered and...
And you said yes.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. Of course not. It's, Tracy will be great. Honestly, it's not a problem.
Fallon.
No, really, Mum, it was just an idea.
We just jumped in.
Well, I told you, it's completely cool. Get Tracy to do her special chips. They're spectacular. I have to run, Mum. I'll see you later.
Fallon!
See you.
I could kick myself.
Or you, Kenton.
What have I done?
Rats can do a lot of damage. Getting in the feed, gnawing at plastic pipes and electrical wiring.
Rats. Yeah, I could do something with rats.
Badgers can cause havoc too, but I've badger-proofed this place. Gates they can't get under.
Aren't they hibernating?
No, badgers don't hibernate.
Well, do beavers hibernate?
No, and don't get me started on beavers.
Well, why not? They're nature's engineers.
They're a menace. They do a lot of damage.
No, they help the landscape. They create environments where other wildlife can thrive, improving biodiversity.
Who told you this? Kirsty, I suppose.
No, everyone knows.
There's a lot of romantic nonsense talked about beavers.
A single adult could bring down that tree overnight, that big one there.
Amazing.
No, it's not. Once they start having their way with the landscape, fields get waterlogged. The cattle will be at risk of liver fluke from mud snails. Even if you put them in enclosures, beavers can be a menace.
Yeah, but enclosing them is like enclosing elephants on the Serengeti. They put the land back to like it's meant to be.
Look, beavers are determined. They're smart and they're really strong. They tunnel into river banks, making them collapse. One farmer said he lost thousands of pounds because the beaver's handiwork flooded his fields. Have you got a million or so to spare? I know I haven't.
Oh, this isn't what Neo said.
Who? Who's Neo?
Oh, well, just someone. They said beavers are a native species who were here before we were. The whole landscape's changed when they're reintroduced.
It's changed, all right, but some of us farmers really dislike them. Who is this Neo, Khalil?
I think I've got enough for my essay now, David. I really appreciate your help.
Khalil?
Really, I've got to go.
You know something you're not telling me, and you're not running off until you do.
Oh. Hi. I thought you'd have been back earlier.
Well, yeah, I couldn't get a taxi.
I'm doing chicken casserole, ready about six.
Oh.
Everything okay at your place? Leonard? Has something happened?
You will not believe what Khalil just told me.
David.
It is completely out of order.
Later. Go on, Leonard.
Well,
what's the matter?
Nothing. I've had a bit of news, that's all. I popped home to put the heating on so the place is snug when I move back in, and there was a letter. Well, a card, actually. I thought it was a Christmas card. I didn't bother with it. But it was from Frank's niece. Who knows how long it's been there.
Frank?
Oh, he's an old mate from my university days.
Oh.
He popped his clogs.
Oh, Leonard, I'm so sorry.
The funeral's on Wednesday. I can't quite take it in.
David, make Leonard a cup of tea. Two sugars.
Mm. No, I'll sit in the other room for a bit, I think.
Of course.
I'll be all right by dinner time. I just need... I'll be fine.
How awful. Poor Leonard.
That's terrible.
Frank must have been a fair age, though, if they were at uni together.
That doesn't make it any easier. What were you raging about when you came in?
Oh, you wait. Khalil told me something unbelievable. I am going to read Justin Eliot, The Riot Act.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.